Real quick, we talked to 1,500 customer success professionals about why they're leaving their jobs, and the results were surprising. Turns out the vast majority are leaving because they're unhappy, not because of money, not because of layoffs. They're unhappy. So if you're a CS leader worried about keeping your top CSMs, or if you're a CSM feeling stuck and wondering if it's just you, we just released a free report called Why CSMs Leave, The Growth Crisis in Customer Success. Go to carlyagar.com/talent report to get your free copy right now. What if the only thing standing between you and your next big career milestone is just a strategy you haven't heard yet? I'm Carly Agar, customer success veteran, award-winning career coach, and your go-to for getting hired and promoted in customer success. Whether you're breaking into the field or ready to level up into leadership, this podcast is your shortcut to real career growth. Every episode is packed with practical takeaways, data-backed strategies, and zero fluff advice that actually works, so you can start making moves towards your goals immediately. If you're ready to take control of your career, well, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the Customer Success Career Coach Podcast. I'm willing to bet that right now there is a line on your resume that makes you sweat. And the worst part is you're probably handling it in the exact way that confirms an interviewer's worst assumptions about why you got laid off. Stay with me because in a few minutes, I'm going to give you the exact three-part formula I use with clients to turn this into your most confident moment in the interview. You no longer have to worry about talking about being laid off. Here's the thing that most people don't get about career gaps, especially in today's world. A gap itself, not a problem. Not a problem. In fact, I would say as someone who looks at hundreds of resumes a week, it's more rare that I come across a resume that has no gaps than one that does. So the gap itself, not the problem, but the way you explain it in your interview, definitely a problem. Because when a hiring manager sees a gap on your resume, their brain does immediately start doing risk calculations. They start getting wrapped up in a little bit of fear, a little bit of doubt. And if you don't give them a clear, confident story, their brain is going to fill in the blanks. And I promise you, the story that they create on their own is going to be way worse than the truth that you could actually give them. So this is not about like hiding anything or making excuses. It's just about understanding what interviewers are actually afraid of and giving them a reason not to be. It's just reassuring an interviewer, which is actually quite easy to do. So in a minute, I'm going to walk you through exactly what's running through their head when they see a career gap on a resume so that you know exactly what you're up against. Okay, so I'm a hiring manager, a recruiter. I'm looking at a resume and I see that this person has a gap. What's running through my head? What's running through my head, seeing that you've been out of work for a few months, is three things. My first fear is you're bad at your job. I might be thinking, maybe this wasn't actually a layoff. Maybe you were underperforming and got pushed out. Even if that layoff was massive and public, there's still this tiny voice in my head wondering if you were part of the dead weight that that company decided to cut first. Sucks to say, but it's just true. The second fear I might have is you might be a little lazy or a little bit unmotivated, especially if it's been longer than, I would say, 6 months, 6 or 9 months. I might start thinking, like, why hasn't anyone else hired you yet? In some hiring managers' minds, they might think good people get snatched up quickly. So if you're still available, what's wrong with you? The third fear I might have is you don't get how businesses work. Because if you show even a hint of bitterness towards your old company for laying you off, I immediately think, you don't understand how businesses operate. And for a CSM role, that's a massive red flag. Because if you can't see that layoffs are just a business decision, then how are you going to navigate tough conversations with customers? My goal in sharing these fears is not to validate your fears and make them bigger or louder or worse. Like, Carly, okay, I thought this episode was going to make me feel better, not feel more like shit. My goal in sharing these fears is let's not, like, pretend the elephant is not in the room, right? Like, let's just address the elephant head on. Those fears that you have about layoffs, about career gaps on your resume are valid because hiring managers and recruiters do have those thoughts. They do, no matter how teeny tiny those thoughts might be, or as much as they don't want to admit it to you and say they're a bigger person, a part of them is thinking, well, maybe you sucked. Maybe you are lazy, and maybe you are immature and don't understand how businesses work if you're going to act like this layoff was so unfair. Okay? Like, that's just the truth. And we got to talk about the truth. But here's what I want you to know about layoffs and career gaps in general. If you have a gap under 6 months on your resume, that is extremely normal right now. Extremely normal. If you have a gap over 6 months, that might be when the, like, why hasn't anyone hired you yet questions start creeping in. But it doesn't matter. Under 6 months, over 6 months, the thing is, even a longer gap on your resume is not the thing that is disqualifying you if you handle it the right way. Which brings me to the two biggest mistakes that I see people make when they try to explain career gaps and layoffs. I'm going to share those next. And trust me, if you've been doing either of these, it is 100,000,000% costing you job offers. So the first most common way that I hear people screw up when they're talking about layoffs specifically is they show their bitterness. So even a tiny little sentence like, it was unfair, or the whole thing was ridiculous, you know, they had no idea what they were doing. The second you use language like that, you've lost the interview. Because now, whomever you're talking to, recruiter, hiring manager, doesn't matter, they're not thinking about the layoff anymore. They're now thinking about your lack of emotional intelligence. And they're wondering why you are in an interview bad-mouthing your last employer when that is like interviewing 101 textbook, do not do that. And it's going to make them think, like, is this person always going to be immature and lacking in emotional intelligence when things don't go their way? Because that's not going to work for us. The second mistake is over-explaining. This is definitely the most common. So if you're a rambler, please pay attention. If you're just going on and on about, like, all the details of the layoff, like, oh, but I know it doesn't mean I was underperforming because this. I was actually one of the top performers on my team and everyone was shocked and my manager loved me and they said they would help me get a new job and this. Like, the more you say, the less confident you sound. And ironically, if you ramble on, it only reinforces the exact thing that you're trying to disprove. Like, the more you try to convince them you weren't laid off because of underperforming, the more they are going to assume you were laid off because you were underperforming. So I've just given you two ways not to handle talking about layoffs and career gaps. One, don't show bitterness. And two, don't try to overexplain. The good news is, there is a really simple, easy formula that we teach our clients about how to talk about layoffs and career gaps, and I'm going to share it with you. And again, I want you to remember the gap itself is not the thing disqualifying you. It's the way you're talking about it. But that is something you can control. And all you need is a clear, confident story that is going to dissolve the interviewer's fears instead of, like, confirming those fears or reinforcing those fears. And I'm about to walk you through exactly how to do that. So, what does a good gap explanation actually sound like? It's not about explaining it away. It's just about positioning a transition in your career. And I'm going to give you a 3-part formula that is going to make this, like, stupid simple. Really quick, before I give you the formula, I want to address something that you might already be thinking right now, which is like, but Carly, what if I don't actually have a good reason? Like, What if I've been out of work for a year and I've just been job searching this whole time? That's fine. You don't need this like big dramatic story. You don't need a perfect reason. You just need to be able to own it without apologizing for it. So I'm going to give you the formula now, and this is going to work for anyone. There are three parts to explaining a layoff gap, and this should take you less than 60 seconds to deliver in an interview. So again, should not be long and rambly. Part one of three, you are going to start with a very blunt, almost like too casual explanation, and you're going to keep it vague. So don't over-detail it. Don't justify it. Just state the thing. Example, I was part of a big layoff. Another example, the company wasn't doing well financially, so there were layoffs. Unfortunately, I was part of them. Easy, simple, vague, straightforward. Part two, you are going to show some emotion here, but we're going to keep it professional. So this is where you want to prove that you have emotional intelligence while also not being super bitter at your ex-employer. So you could say something like, honestly, I was really sad because I loved my team. Or I have to be honest, like I was really, really upset. I took it really hard at first. I just really loved that job. And then immediately acknowledge the business side of the decision. So something like, but hey, I get it. Or like, but you know, that's working in tech. It happens. This is going to do two things for you. Number one, it shows that you're human. You're not just like this cold robot walking around. You have emotions. But it also shows that you understand how businesses work. Like layoffs happen. It's a business decision, is what it is. Part three is this is where you're going to pivot to why it's actually a good thing. And this is probably the most important part because you want to connect the gap in your career to the job that you're interviewing for. So you could say something like, I'll give you two examples. Example one, now that it's been some time, like I'm able to see that this might actually be a really good thing for me because I've been thinking about transitioning into cybersecurity. It's an area that I've always been really passionate about and excited about. And now I have the perfect excuse to do that. Transition right into the job you're interviewing for. Second example of doing that transition is, you know, now I'm able to look back in hindsight, like this time off really gave me the space to be super selective and intentional about my next career move, which is a luxury in itself. And I am more clear than ever that I am eager to get back into the startup life. And that's exactly why I'm so excited to be having this conversation with you. What this also does is shows that during your time off, you weren't just like sitting around eating Dunkin' Donuts on your couch, which like if you are doing that, there's no shame in it, but it's showing that you put a little thought into your next move, which is great. Employers want to hire job seekers that are intentional about where they are job seeking because they want you to want to work for them. During this part, if your gap is longer, you can address that up front and say something like, you know, I'm really taking my time. I want to be super selective. I'm being really intentional about where I land next. That's it. Three parts under 60 seconds. So we start with a blunt explanation. I was part of a big layoff. Boom, done. Then we go into the human emotion and business acknowledgement. Like, honestly, I was really upset at first because I love my job, but you know, that's working in tech. It happens. And then the pivot into how this maps to the role you're interviewing for. In hindsight, this was really actually a good thing because I've been wanting to transition back into a startup. Now, I'm going to show you why this works so well because it's not just about what we're saying. It's about what we are leading the hiring manager or interviewer to believe about us. So by following this formula, what it's doing is it's proving to the person that you can do the job. When you give that really blunt explanation at the beginning without over-explaining, it gets rid of that initial fear of like, maybe this person was underperforming in their last role because you're not being defensive. You're not over-explaining. You're just stating like, this thing happened to me. And that confidence in being blunt signals that you are competent at your job. The second thing it does is it gives them some reassurance that you're going to fit in with their team. So when you do that part where you show some emotion, but also acknowledge that it was just a business decision, like, it was really hard. I love my team, but, you know, that's working in tech. That proves that you have emotional intelligence. It also proves that you're human enough to be disappointed, but professional at the same time. And that's exactly the kind of person hiring managers want on their team, right? Like, they want you to be human and professional. It's like the best combination. The third thing it helps them believe is that you really want this job. Because when you do that transition into how this maps to this job we're talking about here today, it shows that you're not just like desperate and applying for and going after every job that comes your way, even if that's true. Again, that's fine. No one's judging you for it. But employers don't need to know that. They want to feel like you intentionally chose their company, their role, and that is the job that you are the most excited about. And so when you transition your layoff or your career gap into how it's related to this job you're talking about now, that's going to remove that fear. It's going to make them think, oh, you actually want to work here. And I promise you, when you nail this formula, what's going to happen is interviewers, they might come into the conversation worried a little bit about the gap on your resume, but when you nail this formula, they completely stop worrying about it. Like, they're going to completely stop thinking about the fact that you have this career gap, this layoff, because you've given them a story that makes sense and you've delivered it with confidence. And now you've immediately shifted the conversation back to what we came here today to talk about is how I'm going to add value to this role. And if I had to say what we're really doing on a deeper level here is we're just learning how to own our story instead of apologizing for it. Like, a layoff, a career gap because you took time off to take care of a family member or because you needed to take care of your own health or your mental health, like, those are things that's your story. Those things happened. There's nothing you can do about it. So there's no need for you to constantly apologize for it and allow those things to make you feel less valuable, because you're not less valuable just because you took some time off of work. What could make you appear less valuable, though, is showing up to an interview acting like you need to justify or over-explain your existence. That's all for today. If this episode helped you at all, please go ahead and share it with another CS job seeker. Maybe it's a friend, a past colleague. Maybe you are in a community where other job seekers are hanging out. But I know that talking about layoffs and career gaps causes anxiety for a lot of folks. So chances are, you know someone that would benefit from this. So go ahead and share it. Do me a favor, do them a favor at the same time. And if you want more help landing your next customer success role, just head to carlyagar.com/apply and I'll send you the information. Catch you in the next episode.